The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to five. They all come on different schedules, and sometimes we'll get a little supplemental something here or there. You never know. Let's begin with this one from Women's World. Question, I want to start 2026 on a healthy note, but I always lose steam. What simple things can I do to make a big impact? Answer, you're not alone. Most people start strong in January, then fizzle out by February. The good news, small, consistent habits can lead to big results. Try these easy steps to stay strong and energized all year. First, go topless at meals. Skip the top slice of bread on a sandwich and the top bun on a burger. This simple tweak slashes calories, carbs, and sodium without sacrificing satisfaction. Sip away inflammation. Try my ginger turmeric cherry tea. Combine a cup of brewed black or green tea with a quarter teaspoon each of ground turmeric and ginger, a pinch of pepper, and 2 ounces of tart cherry juice. It's warm and soothing and packed with anti-inflammatory properties to calm your body. So you'll need an oversized cup for that when you're adding all that to it. Veg out at dinner. Make veggies a must-have on your plate every night. Toss them into your main dish. Enjoy salads and veggie soups. Swap in zucchini noodles or spaghetti squash for pasta. Or mix chopped broccoli or cauliflower rice with your grains. And last, dance away stress. Turn up your favorite tunes and move like nobody's watching. Dancing to 2 songs a day can lift your mood, melt stress, and get your heart pumping. So go ahead, shake, shimmy, and smile your way to better health. And remember, health isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Celebrate small wins, stay flexible, and keep moving. Each smart choice adds up. And from Woman's World, spend less by daydreaming. When you're tempted to buy something online you hadn't planned to, add it to your wish list instead. Every so often, revisit that wish list and picture yourself using each item, like wearing a sweater, sipping from a mug, or enjoying a cozy blanket on the couch. Research shows that mentally trying out a product can make it feel as though you already own it. Thinking through how it fits into your daily life helps you decide whether you truly need it. And usually, once that new and shiny feeling fades, so does the urge to buy. The result? You save money and feel just as satisfied without cluttering your space with items that ultimately don't add value or make you any happier. This is from a supplement I got called Breast Health. Get smart about being dense. Knowing whether your breasts are dense can guide smarter screening decisions and help catch cancer earlier when it's most treatable. After a mammogram, all patients are now told whether their breasts are dense or not dense. Patients with dense breasts are also informed that dense tissue makes it harder to find breast cancer on a mammogram, raises their risk of developing breast cancer, and that other imaging tests after a mammogram can help find cancers. Facts to know. Dense breast tissue is normal and common. 40% of women aged 40 and over have dense breasts. I'm among them. Dense breast tissue increases risk. Cancer is 4 to 6 times more likely to develop in extremely dense breasts than in the least dense or fatty breasts. Dense breast tissue hides cancers. Although mammograms find some cancers not seen on other screening tests, in extremely dense breasts, about 40% of cancers present will be hidden. In dense breasts, after a mammogram, other screening tests, such as breast MRI or ultrasound if breast MRI is not possible, substantially increase the detection of early-stage breast cancers. Can I tell if I have dense breasts by the way my breasts look or feel? No. Breast density is determined by the doctor who reviews the images from your mammogram. The more glands and fibrous tissue compared to fatty tissue that a woman has, the denser her breast tissue is. How do I know if I have dense breasts? When you have your mammogram, your breast density is rated as one of four categories in the mammogram report: fatty, scattered areas of fibrogranular density, heterogeneously dense, and extremely dense. Breasts that are heterogeneously or extremely dense are considered dense breasts, and your report will say that. How does dense tissue affect my mammogram? Dense breast tissue is white on a mammogram, and fatty tissue appears dark gray. Unfortunately, cancers are also white on a mammogram, and a cancer can be hidden by the dense tissue, even if the mammogram is done with 3D or tomosynthesis. For women with dense breasts, a normal or negative mammogram does not necessarily mean cancer isn't present. What about insurance coverage for additional screening tests? Generally, if your health provider feels additional screening is medically necessary, it will be covered, although copays and deductibles may apply. Currently, 36 states plus Washington, D.C. have passed insurance laws to cover some level of additional screening after a mammogram. However, state laws vary, coverage is not assured, testing may still be subject to out-of-pocket costs, and many types of insurance plans are exempt from state insurance laws. Wow. Now that all women are told if they have dense breasts, all women should have access to the additional screening their doctor determines necessary. A federal insurance bill, the Find It Early Act, has been introduced that would ensure that all insurance plans cover screening and diagnostic breast imaging with no out-of-pocket costs for women with dense breasts or at a higher risk for breast cancer. You can go to finditeearlyact.org, finditeearlyact.org. Early detection matters. Be an informed self-advocate and ask the question, is my mammogram enough? From Real Simple, declutter your nightstand. If your bedside table has become the go-to spot for, well, everything, these tips will put that mess to bed. And there are four. Cover your drinks. See that cup of water? It's begging to be knocked over. Skip the breakable glass and opt for a spill-proof insulated tumbler or bottle. Bonus, it'll keep your water chilled all night long. Better bonus, it'll prevent dust from settling into your drink while you snooze. Do an edit. Only the essentials get to live on top of your nightstand. Maybe a little dish for everyday jewelry, a lamp, water, the book you're reading, and tissues if you need them. This is your sanctuary. A streamlined space will make for sleepier nights and calmer mornings. Consider drawers. Everything else gets tucked away in drawers. Eye masks, lotions, and other must-have sleep things are better off in closed storage so they don't cause clutter or collect dust. Add a couple of small trays or bowls in the top drawer to corral any smaller stuff you might want handy. And bring in backup. If you need extra storage, slide a basket or bin under the nightstand or somewhere nearby. Just get one that has a top. Your bedroom can be dustier than other spots in your home due to all the time you spend in it. Dust is, yuck, partly dead skin. So you want to keep your stuff enclosed. From Woman's World, a bit of country wisdom, a better New Year's list. When I visited my elderly neighbor Judith on New Year's Eve, I noticed a small list on her table and asked if those were her resolutions. My mother always said it's better to remember what we've accomplished. It helps us see where we want to go next, she told me. On her list, she had written, I volunteered at the SPCA, and I started going back to church. When I got home, I tore up my usual list of lose weight and do better goals and instead thought about the promotion I earned and how I went back to school part-time. For the first time in a long while, the new year felt warm and full of promise. Another from Breast Health. Conversations on breast health put community front and center. Roughly 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. And while the 5-year survival rate now exceeds 90%, navigating life after treatment presents its own set of hurdles. Powerful discussions between survivors explore these realities. SurvivorNet's The Breast Cancer Dialogues is a candid conversation series that provides a space for survivors and leading clinicians to come together to explore life after treatment ends with unflinching honesty and hard-won optimism. What becomes so apparent over and over again is that when women with breast cancer can come together to connect, there is an extraordinary impact, said SurvivorNet CEO Steve Alperin. Sharing dreams and hopes and pain is a real part of healing. Conversations on the couch. Across the couch, survivors speak with candor that's both bracing and hopeful. Creative marketing specialist and mom Anna Krollman reflects on a decade of survivorship and the power of being seen, saying, "Speaking with all these women today, I think it really does bring back so many of those memories. To realize that while our lived experiences with cancer might be unique, we have a shared common experience. It's really special to be here in this space with everyone today." Fitness instructor Amanda Butler reframes body image after treatment, saying, "Now at the end of this entire journey, when my body's been through so much, I'm just so proud of her, and I never talk badly about her. I'm so grateful for fitness as the tool, and I'm so grateful for just where I'm at today, healthier and probably in better shape than I was before." Irene Hong captures the mindset shift that so often comes with survivorship, saying, "Life will never be the same. I am now Irene 2.0 instead of the old Irene, and that's okay." From Woman's World, an animal hero, "My service dog saved my life twice." Hank Ford never expected a dog to be his hero, but when a 30-pound service dog bounded into his life, he was rescued from PTSD and a potentially fatal medical crisis. For Hank Ford, it was love at first sight. The moment Tommy, a yellow lab, jumped into the wounded warrior's lap and nuzzled his nose, Hank knew they were going to be best buds. "This is for you," the dog's ink service trainer said, handing Hank Tommy's leash. "For the next 90 days, hold on to this and keep Tommy close." "I can already feel the bond," Hank said, only 2 days into their training. "Trust me, you haven't seen anything yet," the trainer replied with a smile, and she was right. After 20 years in the military, Hank had taken early retirement, suffering from PTSD and haunting nightmares. With encouragement from his wife, Mary, Hank sought therapy at the VA, where they suggested he get a service dog. Not long after Hank's hunting dog died and he returned to the VA to ask about obtaining a service dog, and they provided him with a list of training organizations. He soon found Dogs Inc., which took his application right then over the phone. 9 months later, Tommy lay curled at Hank's feet, and the two were inseparable. Whenever Hank had a nightmare, Tommy woke him with a cold nose, and Hank felt more at ease. Then one morning, Mary, a nurse, left early for work. Hank was sleeping in, but suddenly Tommy began pacing, whining, and nudging Hank. "Do you need to go out?" Hank asked, climbing out of bed and heading to the door. But Tommy refused to go. "What's wrong?" Hank asked, and then realized, "There's something wrong with me." "I'm sure I'm fine," he muttered, but Tommy kept leaping up and tapping Hank's chest with his nose again and again. Hank checked his pulse, which was faint and thready, so he grabbed their blood pressure monitor. His BP was sky high, and his pulse was nearly 200. "Go to the hospital," Mary ordered when Hank called. "You're in atrial fibrillation," the doctor diagnosed, admitting Hank. "We need to shock your heart back to normal." "Can you go get Tommy? I really need him," Hank asked Mary, and when she returned, Tommy yanked the leash from her hand, dashing across the hospital room, and leapt into bed, stretching alongside Hank. After Hank's heart was shocked back to normal, he was discharged and hasn't experienced any further heart issues. "Tommy saved my life twice. Once when I was drowning in PTSD, and again when my heart nearly gave out, Hank says with awe. If only we had more dogs like Tommy to give to struggling veterans, I believe the suicide rate would drop to nearly zero. From Woman's World, get the inside scoop with Call Her Daddy. This is a podcast. Alex Cooper sits down with top celebrities like Shauna Rhimes, Mariska Hargitay, and Charlize Theron for raw, revealing conversations about their careers, personal relationships, and more. Listen every Wednesday on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch on YouTube. That's the podcast Call Her Daddy. And one from Woman's World, dull winter hair, 3 steps to restore shine in the shower. This is pro tips from Doris Day, MD, not the Doris Day from back in the day. This is a dermatologist. Her 3 steps to restore shine in the shower. Massage. Use a soft toothbrush or silicone scalp brush once a week to stimulate follicles and prevent buildup. That extra circulation helps nutrients reach the roots, so hair not only looks glossier, but even grows stronger over time, says Dr. Day. Her number 2 tip, scrub. Mix a spoonful of brown sugar with your shampoo once a week. The grains gently exfoliate away product buildup so light can reflect off the hair's surface. Plus, a clean scalp helps natural oils travel down strands for lasting shine. And rinse. Apply conditioner, then end your shower with a cold rinse. The cold water helps constrict the hair's cuticle, explains Dr. Day, and that makes your hair feel smoother and look shinier instantly. And for making your health goals easier to reach, are you 1 in 3 Americans who make at least 1 New Year's resolution? We've rounded up easy, effective ways to help you reach them. To lose weight, eat breakfast. A Brown University survey of people who lost 30 pounds or more found that 78% ate breakfast daily. Those who skip breakfast are more likely to snack during the day and consume higher amounts of added sugar, carbs, and fat. A healthy breakfast should include protein, whole grains, and healthy fat to keep you fueled. For better sleep, stay cool. If you're determined to get better rest, lower your thermostat before bed. To slip into REM sleep, that's rapid eye movement, that's the key, the stage of sleep key to learning, mood regulation, and overall health, your body temperature needs to drop. Experts say the ideal sleep temperature is between 60 and 65 degrees. The lower temperature helps you save on heating costs, too. To quit smoking, track and treat. A smartphone app like Quit, K-W-I-T, can track your progress and keep you motivated. By showing you how many days you've gone without smoking and how much money you've saved, these apps can inspire you to keep up your non-smoking streak. And to ease stress, my favorite, savor chocolate. In a Journal of the American College of Cardiology study, people who ate 1.5 ounces of dark chocolate 2 hours before they faced stress had lower cortisol levels than those who didn't eat it. Chocolate's flavonoids keep the adrenal glands from over-releasing stress hormones. So I'll be having some medicinal chocolate later today. From Magnolia, orange sugared almonds. Prep time is 10 minutes, bake time is 25, and this makes 4 cups of the sweeties. We need 3/4 of a cup of sugar, 1 tablespoon orange zest, 1 egg white, I assume they mean grated orange zest, 1 egg white, 1 tablespoon water, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 4 cups whole almonds. Preheat oven to 325. Line a 15-by-10-inch baking pan with parchment paper. Stir together sugar and orange zest in a large bowl. Use the back of a spoon to press together and blend the sugar and zest to release the oils from the zest. Whisk in egg white, the water, and salt. Add almonds, toss to coat. Spread evenly in the prepared pan. Bake about 25 minutes or until sugar mixture looks dry, is lighter in color, and coats the nuts, starring once. Then cool in the pan on a wire rack. Break into pieces. You can store this in an airtight container at room temperature for up to a week. I've got some dishes here that all feature rice in some way. First one is air fryer stir fry with beef and veggies. Active and total time are both 30 minutes, and this serves four. It's quick cooking, gluten-free, and dairy-free. We need 1 cup long grain rice, 4 carrots sliced diagonally into quarter-inch thick pieces, that's about 1.5 cups, 2 medium red bell peppers, sliced into half-inch thick pieces, about 2.5 cups. 2 teaspoons neutral oil, such as canola. 3 tablespoons Hoisin sauce, H-O-I-S-I-N. It would be the in with the Asian foods. 4 teaspoons lower sodium soy sauce. 1 tablespoon sriracha. 1 pound flank steak, thinly sliced. 1 tablespoon cornstarch. And thinly sliced scallions as garnish. Preheat your air fryer to 400 degrees. Meanwhile, cook the rice according to package directions, fluff with a fork, and keep covered. Toss together carrots, bell peppers, and oil in a medium bowl. Transfer vegetables to the air fryer basket and reserve that medium bowl. Cook till tender and browned in spots, 10 to 12 minutes, shaking the basket halfway through. Meanwhile, whisk the Hoisin sauce, soy sauce, and sriracha in a large bowl. Toss together beef and cornstarch in reserved medium bowl until the beef is coated. Transfer cooked vegetables to the bowl with the Hoisin sauce mixture. Cover and keep warm. Place the beef mixture in the air fryer basket. Cook, shaking the basket occasionally until crispy and cooked through about 8 minutes. Add cooked beef to the large bowl with the vegetables and the Hoisin mixture. Toss to coat, serve with rice, and garnish with those scallions. Spicy garlic broccolini. Active time is 5 minutes, total time 15, and this serves 6 to 8. 3 bunches of broccoli, trimmed, tops cut into large florets, and stems thinly sliced. 2 large cloves of garlic, roughly chopped. 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes. 2 tablespoons olive oil. Kosher salt and pepper, and 1/2 of a lemon. Heat oven to 425. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss the broccolini, garlic, and red pepper flakes with oil and 1/2 teaspoon each of salt and pepper. Roast, tossing once until broccolini is tender and florets begin to crisp, 8 to 10 minutes. Grate the zest of 1/2 a lemon on top and toss. And this goes over rice. Another one for over rice, thyme-roasted mushrooms. Active time, 10 minutes, totals 35, and this serves 6 to 8. We need 1.5 pounds of mixed mushrooms. And it says they used oyster, shiitake, maitake, beech, and cremini. Tear them, quartered or sliced, into bite-sized pieces. 2 cloves garlic, finely chopped. 1 red chili, thinly sliced. 2 tablespoons olive oil, kosher salt, 6 sprigs of thyme, plus 1 teaspoon thyme leaves, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter at room temperature, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, and 1 teaspoon lemon zest, I assume grated. Heat oven to 425. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss the mushrooms, garlic, and chili with oil and 3/4 teaspoon salt. Toss again with the thyme sprigs. Roast, tossing once until deep golden brown, 25 minutes. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, combine the butter, mustard, lemon zest, and thyme leaves. Using fork, mash together. Once mushrooms are roasted, toss them with the butter mixture. And again, serve them over or with rice or risotto. and saucy tomatoes and peppers. Active time 10 minutes, total time is 20, and the serve 6 to 8. We need one 12-ounce package grape tomatoes, two peppers, you can use one red, one yellow, cut into 1-inch pieces, two large cloves of garlic, roughly chopped, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 1 teaspoon fennel seeds crushed, 1 sprig rosemary, kosher salt and pepper, 1 teaspoon sherry vinegar, 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley chopped. Heat oven to 425. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss the tomatoes, peppers, and garlic with oil, fennel seeds, rosemary, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast, tossing once until peppers are tender and tomatoes are saucy, 15 minutes. Discard the rosemary sprig. Carefully toss vegetables with vinegar and parsley, and serve over or with rice or risotto. And for your sweet tooth, from Woman's World, cranberry almond macaroons. These coconut delights are studded with tangy cranberries, and they only take 10 minutes to whip up. I'm sold. We need one box, that's 15 1/4 ounce, butter cake mix, 3 cups sweetened flaked coconut, 1 cup sweetened dried cranberries, or craisins if you want that brand, coarsely chopped, 1/2 cup of shortening, 1 large egg, 1/2 teaspoon almond extract, and 1 cup semi-sweet chocolate melted. Heat oven to 350. In a medium bowl, combine cake mix, coconut, cranberries, shortening, egg, and extract with an electric mixer. Scoop tablespoons full onto parchment-lined baking sheets. Bake 8 to 9 minutes until golden. Transfer cookies to a rack, cool. Line a large baking sheet with waxed paper. Dip cookie bottoms in the melted chocolate, shaking off the excess. Transfer to waxed paper-lined baking sheet. Let set until the chocolate hardens. And this makes about 36 of them. And total time on that was about 1 hour, but active time 10 minutes. Another sweet, spice cookies. Try these good-for-you treats. 2 large bananas, mashed. 1 1/2 cups of oats, pulsed into flour. 1 tablespoon ground ginger. 1 1/2 tablespoon ground turmeric. And 2 teaspoons liquid vanilla extract. Mix all those ingredients into mashed bananas. Drop 18 spoonfuls on a baking sheet. Bake at 350 for 10 to 12 minutes. Cool. Enjoy with yogurt, ice cream, or tea. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope to catch you next time.